Eventhor Media Audio Publishing presents the magnificent thriller Asgard Park by Ronald Simonar, read for you by Dennis Heath. The unfolding story is told in four books. The first three books illuminate the lives of three strangers as they start to unravel the oldest story on Earth and the best-kept secret of all times. In the fourth book, the paths of these three strangers entwine to reveal the ancient mystery of Heimdall, the watchman who settles social order among mortals. The first book covers the hardships of Shakir Axio in her native country, Albania. Book 1. Shakir Axio. Chapter 1. Across the sleepy boulevard from the Hotel Dajti, a sagging pre-war hotel built by Mussolini, two young girls passed the time of day in the shade. They sat on the cool surface of stone that topped a concrete parapet circling the small park. It was the perfect resting place. Behind them lay a tree-lined expanse of wilted grass. One of them was no more than a kid, dressed up to show she was not, in American jeans and a black sweatshirt. In the summer of 1991, this was not a typical outfit in Albania. The older girl was in her late teens and wore a faded cotton dress with traditional patterns. Traffic was sparse at midday in Tirana. A few trucks rumbled down the road with growling gearboxes, spewing plumes of exhaust. Under the palms outside a hotel entrance, among the straggle of well-waxed cars, loitered the hangers-on. They were a blend of fixers, pimps, and honest people looking for a break. The sun beat down with intensity that kept foreigners holed up inside the hotel, within easy reach of the only public bar of the Communist Republic. Outside, the handshakes were many and conversations went on forever. The fixers had nothing to sell. They were conduits of contacts within a hidebound government, 1 year after the abandoned one-party state. They were mediators between officials who could deliver nothing but block everything. Inside the hotel, under the discreet eye of the Sigurimi, the Albanian secret police, officially disbanded in the recent reshuffle, the only currency was dollars. It allowed access to a threadbare restaurant and poorly stocked bar. Down the hall at the far end, the hotel offered the city's only long-distance telephone open to the public and in working order. Within the hotel entrance, there was a tiny shop that offered a handful of Western products for currency. Few locals had the means or courage to enter. They were proud people who could afford nothing. Albanian women of repute were not welcome in the Hotel Dajti. In a nation of traditional values, chaste women knew their place. The only women in sight outside were the two young girls shooting the breeze on the other side of the boulevard. "You must be careful," said the older girl in Albanian to the kid. "The foreigners promise you anything, job or visa to their country. Afterward they forget. You have no rights with foreigners." This was no daunting prospect to the kid, who frowned and tossed a handful of straws over her shoulder. "For one so old, you know so little, Axio. Foreigners pay in dollars. The Sigurimi has agreed that I can work in there. I have to pay them, but maybe I'll meet someone later who can get me a visa." Shakir Axio knew the matter was out of her hands. When the kid was a baby, her parents had been unable to keep her. The father was a traitor who had spat on the statue of Hoxha. Axio's mother had tended their neighbor's youngest, but the task soon became her daughter's. Now, Rakipe Halidri was the kid, half-grown and wild with men. That's how she earned her English nickname. Axio knew that her protege would never get a husband. "Albanian boys won't marry you if they hear, Rakipi. There's already talk. Everybody knows what goes on in the Dajti Hotel." "What do I care? Albanian boys are stupid and dirty and unsophisticated."
"Unsophisticated?"
"They don't know how to treat a woman. They are louts They don't wash, they don't dance, they have no manners, and they know nothing about the world. They are jealous bullies. They lock you in the house. Is that a life? What if I like to fuck foreigners? They know how to treat a woman. Why should I care about Albanian boys? Don't be angry, the older one said softly and put out a hand. Don't you want kids and a family? They had this conversation often, too often. Come on, Shakir. What home can I get in this dump? Do I want a mean husband without money who drinks all day? How would he get an apartment? The older girl did not complain. She lived in the photo studio where her husband hung himself from a sewer pipe in the ceiling last fall. There'd been nobody to take over his job, so she did. But the commissions for photographic work from the Sigarimi dried up. Now it was closed. Rakipi, you already got a room in Tirana, and you're young and single. Yeah, a stupid laundry room with a filthy joint toilet. It's always clogged, and the water never comes. I had to suck the cock of that committee secretary for every tile in that bloody room. There was no heat this winter. The kid smiled. The one good thing about the place. The cold was? Yeah, it was so cold, the bastard wouldn't take off his trousers. He found a warm room with another girl and stopped coming. Her older companion gave a squeal of merriment and slapped the kid's shoulder. You are impossible.